Track 10. The Variscan Orogeny.
Marker Stone 7 marks a point where you can see dipping beds in Yorkgate Quarry and learn what has caused the beds to tilt. The carving on the marker stone shows a stonemason's hammer and chisel. Shane Green will tell you about how he carved the marker stones for this geological trail.
I'm Shane Green, I'm a local artist, sculptor and painter. I was approached by the Geology Trust to do a stone carving trail for this area. I was inspired by the geological features and the changes as you walk around the Chevin. The 8 marker stones are all specific to the sites. We initially started to carve the stone from the quarry here at Moortop, but we found that some of the stone was a little bit softer than what we'd expected to carve stones that are going to be left in the outdoors. So we then approached Black Hill Quarry. We carved the stone on site, on the Chevin, and then they were transported into locations. Most of the carving was done very rapidly with power tools and then finished with the hand. The entrance to the trail is there's like almost an amalgamation of all of the forms in one, and with the term Variscan Orogeny, which signifies plate collision, which is basically how the Chevin was formed in geological terms. That was 4 days non-stop with using grinding stones and electric power tools. It was a bit of a back-breaking exercise because the stone was already in situ, which was low to the ground. But really, that one took the most amount of time. That took about probably 4 days of stone carving. All the other ones were between 1 and 2 days each.
Thank you, Shane. The Doubler Stone sandstone rock face in front of you is about 4 metres high and marks one end of the quarry. The bedding planes dip at 24 degrees to the south. The rocks were tilted at the end of the Carboniferous period, when there was a major collision between two tectonic plates. This mountain building period is called the Variscan Orogeny and culminated in the uplift of a high mountain range across Europe. This affected southwest England more than the rest of Britain. However, northern England was uplifted into the Pennine Anticline, which is an upfold. So the present Pennines were a range of hills trending north-south from the Midlands to southern Scotland after the end of the Carboniferous period. At the same time, the brittle crust underneath northern England was under tension, so Variscan plate movements caused it to fault and fold. The Wharfdale area was affected by crustal pressure, so the rocks were tilted southwards towards Airedale.
Yorkgate quarries ceased to be used in 1969 after a public campaign against further extraction. The quarry company hoped to excavate further north beyond the ridge, which would have meant the quarry cutting into the scarp slope. The quarry would then have been visible from Otley and would have spoiled the skyline view from the town. Walk up the narrow, steep path to the top of the quarry face. If the path is too steep and narrow for you, use the path on the right that goes above the quarry face. Both routes will take you onto the main path. Turn right and continue for 200 metres until you see a timber marker post that leads you to the Crags of Surprise View and Marker Stone 8 at grid reference SE 2043-4419.